Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Nizayin Amud Beis. We're holding 8 lines from the bottom on Nizayin Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Nisarvu le'damim b'damim b'matanis ha'achroinis. What's the halacha if the Kohen Gadol gets the dam of the par and the sawyer mixed into the same kli by the last matanis? Meaning he performed the zrika, the hazah, one time upwards of the dam of the par, and then he got them all mixed together. So after performing one hazah, he performed the hazah upwards with the dam of the par, he mixed the two dams together, and now it's all in one kli. So before we spoke about the case of mixing up the dam before he started any of the hazahs, now we're discussing a case where he mixes them up together after performing one hazah upwards. So Savu Rav Papa kameh de Rav lemeimer. Rav Papa thought to say in front of Rav that naizein sheva lamato l'shem par l'shem sayer, that he'll do one set of hazah downward 7 times, and that's going to count both for the par and for the sayer. V'chayzer v'naizein achas lamaylu l'shem sayer, and then he'll complete the last hazah of the sayer of one time upwards, he'll do that afterwards. So in this way, he already performed one time upwards with the dam of the par. That was before it even got mixed together. Then once it got mixed together, he performed 7 times lamata l'shem both, and then he does one time upwards l'shem the sayer, and then it comes out that in total, he's performed one time upwards and 7 times downwards both for the par and for the sayer. However, Amalei Rava, Rava said to Rapapo that ad hash to karulon tipshoi, until now in the previous sugya we had that Rabbi Yirmiya called us foolish. The hash to tipshoi to tipshoi. Now he's going to call is like the foolish of the most foolish. They're going to say that, hey, we teach them and we point out their mistakes and they still don't understand. And what's the problem with your Eitzah, says Rava to Rapapa, that you're doing the Hazah that's Lamata of the Sayer before the Hazah of Lamayla of the Sayer. And the problem with that is if you look at the Seder of the Pasuk, it says first to do the Hazah upwards and then downwards. So rather, what's the Eitzah? Elam Arava, in such a case, the Eitzah is nice and sheva lamata l'shem par, to perform 7 hazois lamata just l'shem the par. So now you've completed the hazois of the par, and then v'chayzer v'nice and achas amayla v'sheva lamata l'shem sawyer, and then to perform the hazois of the sawyer one time upwards and 7 times downwards. Says the Gemara, nis'arvu l'kaisis b'kaisis, a new case. What's the halacha? Until now we discussed that the dam got mixed together in the same kli. What's the halacha here? Not that the dam got mixed together in the same kli. The dam of the par is in its kais. It's in its mizrak. The dam of the sawyer is in its bowl. However, he mixed up the two bowls. He mixed up the two cups. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha if the Kohen Gadol mixes up the two kaises? He doesn't know which kais is the dam of the par and which kais is the dam of the sawyer. So the halacha is naisein, b'chayzer v'naisein, b'chayzer v'naisein. He does hazah with one kais, then he does hazah with the other kais, and then he does hazah again with the first kais. Shloisha pamim, it comes out 3 different sets of hazahs. And in this way, miman efshach, he's performed the hazah of the par before the hazah of the sayer. Either with the first 2 sets of hazahs, or with the last 2 sets of hazahs. Like Rashi explains. Says the Gemara, Vayter mixas damim nisarvuloi, and mixas damim lay nisarvuloi. What's the halacha if some of the dam got mixed together? So Rashi explains, it means that we still have a bowl with dam of par, and we still have a bowl that has dam of the sawyer, but then there's a third bowl that now some of the dam of the par and some of the dam of the sawyer got spilled into this third bowl. So now this third bowl has a mixture of the dam of the par and the dam of the sawyer. So now it explains the Gemara that pshita ki yoiv mivado anyav. It's pasha that with regards to the Seder HaHazah, when he performs the Hazah, so there's no issues. He'll do the Hazah of the par from the bowls that he know that from the bowl that he knows for sure has dam of par. And he'll perform the hazah for the dam of the sawyer with the bowl that he knows for sure has only dam of the sawyer. He's not going to use the bowl which has the mixture. However, the shaila is mew. With regards to Hanach Shirayim Havu, V'liyisayid Asli, do we view the third bowl of dam with the mixture of the dam of the par and the sawyer? Do we view that third bowl as being extras, as being leftover dam? And the halacha is that all the leftover dam of the par and the sawyer, it gets poured onto the yisayid of the Mizbeach. So do we view this third bowl as well as being leftover dam, V'liyisayid Asli, and it's going to get poured onto the yisayid of the Mizbeach? Aydamon Dechuyin Havu, or maybe no, since they can't be used, since he's going to only be able to use the dam that has only dam of the par, and and the dam and the bowl that has only the dam of the sayer, and he's unable to use this third bowl, which has a mixture of dam of par and sayer. So therefore, we view this dam and the third bowl not as being leftover, rather we view it as being dechuyin, as being dam which is unusable. And the lach of dechuyin is va'azig la'amo, that it gets poured into the amo, into the water canal that went through the azara. So how do we view this third bowl of dam? So now the Gemara brings that there's really, we're going to have soon a machlaikis with regards to a chatas. That if you catch the dam of a chatas into different cups, and you don't, and you only use some of the cups, let's say you only use one of the cups, so how do we view the dam in the other cups? Do we view that as shirayim, or do we view that as dechuyin? As shirayim that gets poured onto the yisayid of the mizbeach, or even though that cup itself wasn't used, or do we view it as being dechuyin? Meaning, we have a shayla, a machlaikis, we'll see soon, about if you have a cup of dam which wasn't used at all for zrika. It was an extra cup, but it wasn't, that cup itself was never used at all for the zrika. Could we view that as being shirayim or not? So it says the Gemara Amar of Papa that afil man da amar kais echad aisach aveiru shirayim, even according to the man da amar which says that performing zrika with one kais can make the other kais which was never used, we could view that cup as being shirayim even though it wasn't used. And maybe you'll think that over here also we could view the third bowl of dam, the third cup of dam which has the mixture, even though it wasn't used, we can view it as being shirayim. Says Rav Papa, no. Even according to that man, the Amar, hanimili heicha dibay lemesav matziyahiv. It's dafkan a case where that dam was completely kosher to be used. He could have used that dam. He could have performed his rika with that cup of dam. Of olhai, but in our case, the Baila Mesav Le Matsuyahiv, where he can't use that cup of dam, so therefore lie, so maybe it does not become Shirayim. Amrli Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua Le Rapapo, then no, Adrab, it's the exact opposite. It's Afil Man Da Amar Kais Echad Isa Chaviru Dachu, even according to the Man Da Amar who says that the cup of dam, which wasn't used, it's considered Dachu, it's not considered Shirayim, it's considered Dachu, because it wasn't used at all, and it gets poured into the Amo, Hanimili the Dachib Yadayim. That's because Gufa, because it could have been used. Because it could have been used and the Kohen decided not to use it, so he was manchid biyadayim. We don't view that as being leftovers. That's called dachi biyadayim, which gets poured into the Amma. Aval heichad le dachi biyadayim, but in our case, where the Kohen Gadol, he wasn't manchid this third bowl of dam, he wasn't able to use it. So therefore, lo, it's not considered dachi, it's considered leftovers, and it gets poured onto the yisayid of the mizbeach. So now, once we mention this machlaikis with regards to a chatas, a regular chatas in general, nothing to do with Yom Kippur, so the Gemara records this machlaikis about a cup that wasn't used, reviewed as being shirayim or dachoy. The Tani we learned in a braiso, lomailahu aimer as dama yishpeich, lomato aimer ves kol dama yishpeich. We have two different psukim which discuss pouring the shirayim, the leftover dam, onto the side of the mizbeach. One pasuk says, ves dama yishpeich, which is mashma you sometimes, or you pour some of the dam, some of the leftover dam gets poured onto the side of the mizbeach, and then the other pasuk says ves kol dama yishpeich, which is mashma you pour all the dam. So the Tanakhama, the way he darshins these two psukim to make shalom between them, as he says like this: minayin lechata shekibol dama ba'arba kaisis. How do we know that if a kayin catches the dam of a chatas in four separate kaisis, a chatas he performs four zrikas on each corner of the mizbeach. So how do we know that if he catches the dam in four separate kaisis, v'nasim mizeachas and mizeachas, and he performs a zrika from each and every kais, from each and every one of the four kaisis, he performs one of the zrikas. So how do we know shekula nishpachin liyasayid, that the leftover dam in all four kaisis are going to get poured onto the side of the mizbeach? Tamulay merves kol dam yishpeich, because the Torah says that all of that leftover dam gets poured onto the mizbeach. Yachla filu nasan aber matanis me'achas mehen. I might think that even if he performs the zrika from just one of the kaisis, so then the leftover dam, even in the other kaisis, which he never used for the zrika, so I might think that also gets poured onto the yisoid. It's considered leftover dam. It's considered shirayim. Tamulay merves dama yishpech. No, you don't pour all the dam onto the yisoid. It's referring to this case that hu nishpach, only that kais, the leftover dam in that kais, which was actually used for the zrika, so that goes to the yisoid. That gets poured onto the yisoid of the mizbeach. Vehein nishpachin la'ama. But the rest of the dam and the other kaisos, that goes into the canal. That's the Tanakhama shita. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, he darshens the pasuk differently. That no, other abba, minayin lechata shekibol dama ba'arba kaisos. V'nasan arba matanis mei echad mehen. Shekula nishpachin liyisoid. How do we know that even though he only performed the zrika using one of the kaisos, how do we know that the dam that's remaining in all four kaisos, that it gets gets poured onto the Yisoid. Tamalaymer v'eskol dama yishpeich. That's gufa. What Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon learns from eskol dama yishpeich, that you pour all the dam and all four kaisis, even the ones that weren't used, you pour them onto the Yisoid of the mizbeach. Fract the Gemara or Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, aksiv v'es dama yishpeich. But the pasuk also says v'es dama yishpeich. So what does he do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Amar Vashi lumuti shirayim. He uses the pasuk Vazdama Yishbech to be referring to the dam that's left over in the neck of the animal, which is not Roy the Mizbeach. That dam, this taka, does not get poured onto the side of the Mizbeach, and that's what we learn out from Vazdama Yishbech, that you only pour some of the dam onto the side and not all of it. It's referring to that dam that's left in the neck of the animal.